Oh, hi there, Kiyosha. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any of your questions and then also to apply a very reduced rate here for your business as a nonprofit business. Now, happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
I'm fine. I'm on my way to the mall, actually. My baby turned 14, so we have to give her to you.
Oh, that's fantastic. I've got a 14-year-old daughter myself. Now, I've got your file here in front of me, and, well, I know that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least quite familiar, somewhat familiar at least, with the local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Correct.
Of course. I mean, that's where we all go as consumers, and that's the power of this listing. You know, people will be able to see your business listed there without already knowing the name of your company just by typing in keywords related to, you know, the summer services that you're looking to be found for, fall service, bush trimming, grass cutting, any of the services you want to be found for. We make sure that your business pops up as a top option. The calls, of course, come directly to you. You're not paying for a lead, a click, a call, or the job. There's no third party involved. And, of course, we would want to include a website for you. Now, I know you've got that Facebook page. We can even attach that Facebook page to a .com website that also allows us to discuss the services that you provide, put before and after photos on there. That way, there's just more information, and you'll get that steady stream of calls for people who need your services. Now, as a nonprofit, we actually, in this particular case, would be looking at reducing the cost of the service by a little bit over 50%. It's actually going to save you $200 every single month and bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of only $199, and that $199 is an exact amount. It's also a fixed rate, so while we do offer our services month to month and no contract, no matter how long you choose to use the service, that reduced pricing will stay with you. So it will never go up, and you know, it's an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. What I'd be able to do would be to include that website for you at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, being that it is a month-to-month service and that flat rate with the website and the phone calls, I'm sure that's something that you would want for the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. I mean, Google it. You know, it's what we say and it's what we do and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. It's the world's
right.
Largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. Now, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each of those searches, etc. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
The pricing, I still will base my pricing on how I price the yards, right? You all are just putting me up on Google for me to be easily searched.
Correct. Right? Yeah. So, our job is to make sure that people see when they're doing that search for lawn care, lawn maintenance, lawn mowing, grass cutting, whatever they might type in, your business will pop up. The calls come to you, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small. Of course, a lot of it's going to be recurring work. It's still just going to be that fixed flat rate. So again, it's a lot easier to budget for. Your job, of course, is just to answer the phone when it rings, talk to the people that call you, and then go out there and do that quality work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not anything like a lead-based service where you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. You know, you're in a bidding war with your competitors, and most of the time, you know, you're dealing with someone who's expecting several bids and several phone calls. He's usually looking for the cheapest guy in town, and sometimes they're only asking for an estimate to begin with. But with us, it is just the fixed flat rate and the calls come directly to you. By the time someone decides to pick up the phone and call you, they will have already seen your website. They know you do exactly what they're looking for. You know, they might even like, you know, what they see on that website as additional reasons why they should call you versus somebody else. And by the time they call you, they really are thinking, you know, they hope you answer the phone, they hope you're available to do the job because they're pretty serious about hiring you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, I did notice that Tara attached the Angie Leads or the Home Advisor profile page here. Of course, that is a lead-based service, very different than what we're doing. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yes, I use that currently.
And how do you like that service overall?
Overall, it's pretty good. I get the calls. It's just me, you know.
Yeah.
Making, returning their calls back.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a well-made lead service, and you certainly do not need to stop doing it to be a top option on the first page of Google. Although what I would tell you is what my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead service, whether it's the one that you've got or if it's Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, any of the others, most of my clients do prefer to get direct phone calls. I don't think anyone really likes to, you know, chase down a lead, especially when your competitors are chasing down the same lead. What I'm sure that you'll be able to do, and perhaps happily so, is to scale back on the leads. You know, once we get your phone ringing, you might be able to keep your leads paused more often. A lot of my clients do that. Now, I do see it as K&G Restoration, Inc., and that's how you would want the business to appear online, right?
Yes, but it's incorporation, that's what it is.
Right, the incorporated, right, but abbreviated INC. And the and in this case is the ampersand, the symbol for the word and, not the word A&D spelled out, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then Kiyosha, is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call? Is it also the best number for us to reach you, the 414-501-0137?
Yes.
Perfect. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
You can. Yes. Okay, perfect. Yeah, most of the time you will just get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There'll be a contact form on the website so people can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done. When they fill out that contact form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It is still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads. Anything they type into that lead form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website as well for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden, but still attached to that contact form. What is a good email address, either for you or for your business?
KG. Mm-hmm. Restoration.
Gotcha.
1.
Is that at Gmail?
Because I'd be forgetting the dot. Yeah. KG Restoration Inc.
Okay.
.1@gmail.com.
Got it. Okay. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email, usually the method most appropriate for the information we're trying to get out to you, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records. We will email it out to you, but a lot of the times we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Kiyosha, did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those? Text preferred? Okay. I'll put text preferred there. And then, well, I never did get your last name.
Email me something. Love.
L-O-V-E?
Yes.
Okay. I actually love your last name. Yeah, the emails are really just going to be for stuff that you that we want you to have for your records, longer pieces of information and things like that. And then, how do you spell your first name?
K-E-I-O-S-H-A.
Okay, perfect. And then, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I will do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That is to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that we know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and then we'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things in that follow-up call. Now, the other thing that I would do here would be to read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us as we're Google Premier partners. It gets recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that it's month to month, that we're including the website, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, Kyosha, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
Yeah. Give me just a second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. Says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Kyosha. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
KNG Restoration Incorporation.
Perfect. That's how I have that. And then, Kyosha, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Kyosha Love, owner.
Okay. And then, Kyosha, as the owner of KNG Restoration Incorporated, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Kyosha, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Ms. Love, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are actually able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Kyosha, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angies, and there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, it's just a good idea to let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Okay, so Angie List is fine then.
Yeah, Angie's is fine. Facebook is fine. The reason that we ask is that, well, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, if you know of someone who might be creating content for your business online. It's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure, for example, that the INC is part of it, that the AND is the ampersand and not ever spelled out, AND. Those things, although seemingly minor, can actually affect your placement if there are different destinations and directories out there with inconsistent information for your business. So like I said, our job is to make sure that all the information that's out there already is accurate. We'll do that audit in the beginning, and then we will do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to give us the heads up.
Okay.
Okay. Now, with all of the reductions in costs, of course, for the nonprofit, very significantly reduced rate. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which actually does get waived altogether, so it will be charged today, the 22nd of July, in the very discounted officially nonprofit rate of $199. That is the exact amount. It's also a fixed rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is a flat rate, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees either. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Kyosha, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, as the services are offered at will, completely month-to-month, no contract, that means you can stop at any time. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or you can also pause the service seasonally if you choose by simply contacting our client support team. Ms. Love, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would in fact contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Kyosha, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that does in fact conclude the voice notification. Yes, you will actually, you'll get everything that we just talked about in writing in an email. And then as I'm pulling up that client interview calendar for that follow-up call with our technician, is that first payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
I believe it is my MasterCard.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can barely hear you.
My MasterCard.
It's on your MasterCard. And is it your name, first and last? Is there a middle initial, or does
yes.
the business name appear?
No.
Okay.
No.
Here. All right. And then you said that was a MasterCard. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, so I have a question.
Okay.
How soon does this start?
Great question. So it does take us about 3 or 4 business days to build out your website. In the beginning, we're going to ask that you email those photos to us so we can build that. We can also pull photos off of your Facebook page and things like that. Now, once your website is up and active, it will always stay active online. Even if we have to add photos or make changes, it will stay active. Now, Google wants us to say 7 to 10 business days for the Google ad component. I mean, there is the necessity of getting you PIN verified, and that does take maybe 5 to 10 business days. But in my experience, that's usually worst case scenario. It is a month-to-month service, so we obviously have to get it up and running, get your phone ringing early, keep it ringing often. Now, I saw an address. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you can finish.
Okay. I saw an address attached to the Angie's profile, the 6456 North 106. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, though. You're service-based. You go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first. That's not an address that you would want us to promote physically for your business online, right?
Wait, repeat what you said?
Oh, the 6456 North 106. Do customers ever go to see you there, or is that a residence?
No, that's a residence.
That's a residence, okay. And that's why I'm asking, because Google knows that most service-based businesses, when you're going out to that person's home to perform that service, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. And even if that were a shop or an outside office where you did your paperwork, since customers don't come to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address for your business. You're just going to be listed in Milwaukee, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Google wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So I'm pulling up that client interview calendar. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. And like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then you said that was going to be on a MasterCard, right?
Yeah. Can I skip this month and do it next month?
Well,
the month, we only got a week left.
Oh, well, so the way that it works is the billing date is the start date, but you're right, there's just a week left in this month. We are filling the position today, though, so if you wanted to go ahead and get started today, what I would do, I would push your future billing date out instead of billing on the 22nd of the month moving forward. We can even push it to the 1st. That's a little bit farther than there.
The second.
So we'll do that. So it will bill today, the 22nd of July, for the $199. There will be no payment at all for the month of August, and it's going to bill on the 2nd of September, and then the 2nd of the month moving forward. So you're getting about almost a six-week first month.
Okay. Oh, dear. Yeah, hold that. Come on, because you ain't got phone. Okay. Okay, so we still need to hold off on this paper for today.
I'm sorry?
I still have to hold off on this payment for today.
Sure, you would not be able to make that payment today. Is it the budget or how much work you can take on? I mean, we're trying to make this as affordable for you as we can here.
Thank y'all. Lock the door.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, the nonprofit rate is already a 50%.
I've been listening to you, and
I understand. That's fine. I appreciate the time that you're giving me. I know that you have other things to do simultaneously. But I mean.
So is it possible you can call me later then?
Well, it's a position that we're filling. I don't know if Tara mentioned it or not. When this call disconnects, she gets the next phone call, the next prospective business that would qualify for this particular listing. And then her job today is to help me to fill that position. But like I said, I'd be willing and able to push out and happily push out your next billing date to the 2nd of September, give you like a six-week first month. And then the only other thing that I can do, and I'd be happy to do this, I mean, it seems like you're doing quality work and you're putting youth to work for you and things like that, and you're doing great things for your community. I know you're going to love the service and it's going to be profitable for you, and it seems like it might just be the budget that's holding you back. The only thing I've got in our system that is lower than the nonprofit rate is actually a friends and family rate. It is coded that way in our system. And I'm not going to tell my supervisor that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that. But I'll be completely honest with him, let him know exactly what's going on here. And if I can, in fact, get him to approve the friends and family rate, it would drop your work or your price down from $199 to $149. And if he does approve that rate, that would be the rate that starts and the rate that stays. So it would bill $149 today, and then, again, no payment at all in August. The next payment would be September 2nd, and it would bill for $149 on that date and moving forward. Again, it's month to month. There's no contract, but our job is to get your phone ringing. If I can get my supervisor to approve the $149, I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going, right?
Yeah, so then it actually won't be approval until August. Because you said it takes about 7 business days.
Oh, to get your PIN verified, but we don't wait for that, and that's also why I'm happy to push out your next billing. Most business owners understand it takes time to build your website, so we're not going to get you on that first page overnight, although no one can get you on the first page faster than a Google Premier partner. But yeah, you know, I'm happy to push out your future billing. We will get started right away. In fact, we can do the client interview today, get started on creating not just the website, but all of those different destinations and directories. We would send out the Google PIN card right away. So if we can get that going quickly for you, push out your next bill to September 2nd, and then at the same time, if my supervisor does approve the friends and family rate and we're able to drop that down to $149, would that be fair enough?
Yeah, so my thing is that I still won't be approval for phone calls for possible work until August is what I'm saying.
Well, no, that's not the case. Today is the 22nd of July. So your website's going to be built in the next 4 to 5 business days, and you'll get PIN verified. So you know, the sooner we start the process, the sooner we can get your phone ringing, but you know, we are giving you like a 6-week first month.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. 4 to 5 days, that's still August. That's all I'm just trying to put up there. Not to be, wait, how you get out of here?
I
don't have a payment since I'm waiting, so then I'll have a payment in September.
Right, that's correct. Yeah, there won't be a payment due in August.
Okay. See?
Okay,
I get it now.
So, assuming my supervisor, and I did send it out,
yeah,
he should respond.
Okay with it. Yeah.
Okay. So he,
I just wanted to clear up.
Oh, yeah, no. I want you to completely understand there. Yeah, and, right, and I would be... making that adjustment as well. When you receive the email, it's going to say future billing on the 2nd moving forward. And again, that would start on September 2nd after today. Now, the follow-up call with our technician, we try to get those done as quickly as we can and as soon as we can. Moving towards the afternoon, there is a 3 o'clock, a 4 o'clock, and then also a 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Okay. So we'll schedule.
I have a daycare as well. So.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, that's wonderful. So we'll.
4:30.
Got it. Yeah. You don't have to be in front of a computer, but certainly having a little bit of quiet time is going to help. We'll schedule it in this case from 5 until 6. The call itself would get to you just a few minutes after 5. get you off the phone pretty close to 5:30, okay? At 4, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 5, and in just a minute or so here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email address on file. The calendar invite's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English, okay? So we've got your call scheduled for that 5 o'clock hour, and then if you want to go ahead and read that MasterCard 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
Hello. Okay. Come here, Carrie. Here. Give me my what was I just said, food for? I know, I want some meat. Give me my wallet. Where are you going for sure? Where are you talking about going? I believe you just wanted to come to the mall just to come to the mall. You don't know what you want. You want to walk around the mall? Huh? What's in there? What is your shoe? Oh, God, Jesus, kid. Okay.
So MasterCards all start with the 5. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end.
5151.
Mm-hmm.
4217.
Okay.
1167.
All right.
7348.
And then the expiration month and year?
1024.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
180.
Okay, so I've got 180, 180 on the back of the card. And then it's 10 of 24 as the expiration date, or October of 2024. The card itself, Kyosha, was it 5151-4217-1167-7348?
Correct.
And is that bill at the 6456 North 106th, 5324? Okay. So in about a minute here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, I don't. You can just send it in the email.
Okay. Yeah, you'll get the email in about a minute through our automated system. By the way, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. You can, of course, email 24/7, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. You'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in that voice verification. It is provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link. There's going to be a link on that invoice email to the written terms and conditions, and you'll also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, and since you're out and about, you will most likely receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business, again, is to remind you that you do have that follow-up call scheduled for today in that 5 o'clock hour. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Now, I'm sending you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is going to go directly to your email inbox. It's going to say local splash CIENG on it, and then it's going to have your username, your name, and then your phone number. Now, your username is just your phone number, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. The area code, though, is included. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, that's the catch-all for everything related to your account, and the email that will be on the confirmation email that you get. Please include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. Now, in the next couple of days after we do that client interview, once your client dashboard is activated, once there's something for you to track, you'll receive by text and email your username, which again is basically your phone number, and then a default password that you can use to log into your account. And you can change that password if you like, although some people never do, and it's fine if you don't. Now, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
No. Okay, I receive a local splash. What was
there? Yeah, so if you open it up, the invoice email, it should say, you know, please, thank you for choosing local splash, and then the invoice is below it, and then it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that? If you click on the blue click here, it's hyperlinked to where the text message automatically goes, which is the local splash terms of experience. Talking about the services that we'll provide, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side.
Stars. Oh. Sometimes I like you, Shaw. You ain't Shaw. Sometimes I like you, Shaw. You ain't Shaw. What's this? You probably was the life of the party. You probably act all innocent.
So, Kyosha.
I'm putting up right here. I was looking at you the whole time. That's white. What do you think you're doing? No. Black kids on your white shoes. What color are you doing? You got light shoes. Black kids on your light shoes. Y'all not doing y'all bruh. You know, like. Okay. I'm certified organization. Okay. Click here to find here. What? Okay, I'm going to confirm the signature.
Mm-hmm. So that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that you know, it is with no setup fee, with the website included. It also, of course, allows us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and consistent. Now, it is, of course, an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that. So it is case sensitive, and there is a little box above the long line at the bottom where it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. You do need to click that box.
I did click that box.
It's asking
for a username and password.
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason that it's doing that, the automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking and your reporting system because it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access that. The automated system thinks it is already activated, which it's not. Like I said, we have to do the client interview first and create that content for there to be something to track. But in the next couple of days, like I said, you'll get your username, again, which you already have. It's just the phone number, all the numbers, including the area code, but no dashes or spaces. And then you'll also get a password. I think if you're able to put in a password now, it would give you an error message that the page hasn't been activated yet. We'll have to do that client interview first. But other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end, and it is going to be a follow-up call from coming from our client interview team, and that call is scheduled at 5 o'clock. So I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I know you're going to love it. I am sending you that calendar invite, and again, that's more for your records. You don't need to respond to it. It is going to say Local Splash CIENG on there, and then it's got your name, your username, and of course your phone number as well. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call a little bit later on at 5 o'clock today. But you have a wonderful rest of the day. You have a great weekend. Enjoy your day at the mall.
Thank you. You too. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Take care, Keisha. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Not bye now. Especially.